Nationwide lockdown is enforced. On Monday, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced that the country will be placed on lockdown from tomorrow until April 16th to mitigate the spreading of coronavirus. More than 500 people have tested positive for COVID-19, and the number of confirmed cases is expected to increase exponentially over the next few weeks. President Cyril Ramaphosa also said South Africa's supply chain will be protected throughout the lockdown, meaning there's no need for citizens to panic buy or stockpile on items. And humanitarian organization Gift of the Givers is now setting up COVID-19 testing stations across South Africa, with two functioning since last week. It will be providing the tests at a discounted cost of 750 rands. This includes consultation specimen collection, courier charges, lab testing in a South African National Accreditation System accredited laboratory approved by the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, and the administration costs related to feeding back to the NICD. The two centres were opened last Monday in Gauteng, and a third is expected to be up and running in Ahmed Al Qari Hospital in Durban later this week. Gift of the Givers founder Imtiaz Suleiman said the organisation was supplying medical professionals with protective wear and equipment and providing medical consumables to institutions in urgent need. And finally, Small Business Development Minister Khumbudzo Ntshavheni says spaza shops will now be provided with assistance by the government amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Spaza shops are exempt from the lockdown along with grocery stores and pharmacies, which provide essential supplies to people. People will be allowed to go out and buy food and medicine. The number of confirmed COVID-19 infections in South Africa has so far risen to 554, with two patients currently in ICU at private hospitals. And now taking a look at our financial indicators, the rand has now gone up to 17 rands 53 cents against the United States dollar, 20 rands 75 cents against the euro, 18 rands 95 cents against the Great British pound. Gold has now gone down to 1,600